The Russian Federation has illegally deported more than 17,300 Ukrainian citizens to its territory, including 2,213 children, in the last 24 hours alone. In total, more than 1.3 million Ukrainians have been deported to Russia, Ukrainian Parliament Commissioner for Human Rights Lyudmila Denisova wrote on Telegram. Russia's statements about the alleged voluntary resettlement of Ukrainians are false. We have indisputable evidence of forced and pre-planned deportation, the ombudswoman said. She noted that a video published by Mariupol mayor's advisor Petro Andriyashenko had showed a real picture of the deportation of Mariupol residents, people surrounded by armed Russian soldiers. The invaders do not allow them to leave the place of so-called evacuation. Ukrainians are forced to get on buses and only during boarding they are told that they will all be taken to a filtration camp in the village of Bezemen, Novoazovsk district, and then to Russia. According to tentative data, more than 32,000 citizens have gone through this camp alone. It is impossible to determine how many of them ended up in torture chambers in the temporarily occupied territories or died due to disloyalty to the Russian invaders and a special operation, Denisova noted. She also stressed that Russia's actions grossly violate the Geneva Convention relative to the protection of civilian persons in time of war, which prohibits the forced relocation or deportation of persons from occupied territories. Deportation and forced displacement are crimes against humanity under the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. The Ukrainian Human Rights Commissioner called on the UN Commission of Inquiry into human rights violations during Russia's military invasion of Ukraine to take into account these facts of Russia's crimes. Bohdan Marushiak,